You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
When loved ones pass away, I mourn. But what about me when I pass on? What have I done to move higher on? After life uncertain, cause I've done wrong. I ask for forgiveness time and again. Then sin after sin, time and again. Make my soul not prone to wander. Make me strong like a sure contender. And what about the people and what are we facing? Soldiers dealing with war, devastation. Ain't no mistaking the taste of hatred. Sex on children, exploitation. Demons and devils revamping a nation. Scheming on all levels, testing my patience. Famished, facing recession, no jobs, no pay, suicide, depression. And what about the homeless throughout the world? Men and women, both boys and girls. Every man so precious like diamonds and pearls. So please, Lord, heal me and heal the world.
Heal the world. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing.
Yo, her son dies, tears fall from her eyes. Means out, my baby's gone and she cries. Can't fight the emptiness she feels inside. Emotions so deep and strong she can't hide. Down the street, a little boy sits and weeps. Too young to comprehend the pain so deep. He tries and tries but can't understand why his daddy had to die in Afghanistan. Next block, man searches for his wife. Worried cause she didn't make a home last night. He keeps hope but knows something ain't right. Then news comes, a drunk driver took a life. Tragedy's all in a blink of an eye. It happens every day, nobody knows why. So we pray and look to the sky for healing hands to come from most high.
I gaze at the front page on the Washington Post. The future looking kind of grim, slim, all in the hope. It seems that several federals blocking everybody from medical benefits. In a sense, unacceptable. That's not the coolest or the best, just incredible. How years dropping out of cane, right? They ain't legible. And when did we stop trying to be heterosexual? Trying to please ourselves just because the devil tell us so. But it ain't my position to judge. Gaze, I judge, hating prejudice. And blind folks who never listen, just staring us down. Because we let our beards grow, we terrorists now. Wasting sex pain. Dollars trying to argue in the Congress over how a gay marriage is foul. Every year we give it 1.8 million green cards. Add that up. 14 trillion in debt that we are. Sweetheart, having a baby is not a commitment. It's the 18th season, sick of the court statistics show. Raising kids in broken homes is long term suffering. Closing schools down. How they gonna learn something? Politics trying to fit a beam of visibility in their carport. Can't see real people who are poor. And I ain't no idiot, dog poor. My God, our Lord, hear my prayer.
I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need healing. I need healing for my soul. I need healing to make me whole. Not just me, but we all need.
You already know what time it is, y'all. Welcome to Champion Game on Saturdays. You're now tuned in live with Diva Ebony B and Jay Diggs. We definitely getting it in today with the official election debate. We're going to have our special guest, LK, from Sunset Terrace Music live in the building. Also, Steve Kingman is going to be live in the building with us. And we're going to get it on with this debate. We got a lot of great topics to debate on. We want to get you guys' feedback, and we wanted you guys to get educated and regulate your situations today of Step the Game Up Saturday. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Or you can go jump right into our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Space Age J is here. J Big, what's going on?
What's up, baby girl? What's going on? Yeah, let's get it live and popping right now. We're going to get this debate. We're going to get into this debate. Earlier this week, we had the you know, presidential debate with Biden and Ryan. And, you know, Biden, you know, from what I hear, Biden kind of got in your boy a little bit. You know, he kind of laughed him off. You know, it was kind of interesting. You know, but tonight we're going to do our version of it. You know, we got the Republican representative, got the Democrat representative. We're going to get it in real good. You know, last week we got into, we had a little live interview. Shout out to the kid, shout out to the boy Young Banks. You know, we had an interview with him from Spaced Out Magazine. You know, Spaced Out Magazine is about to pop off. You know, I'm just going to say it, yeah, it's serious over there. That boy is on his grind. So shout out to him. You know, y'all check out, you know, spacedoutmagazine.com. You know, and also we got into talking about marriage, and we got a lot of feedback from a lot of great fellas on the line last week. You know,
yeah.
This week we're going to get into
crazy.
This debate. We're going to get into this debate. You know, I want to encourage everybody, before we even get started, I want to encourage everybody to go out and vote. If you haven't registered to vote, go do so. Your time window on that is drawn real close. You know what I mean? You wanna vote. You definitely wanna vote. You know, for whoever it is you believe in, you definitely wanna vote. So get out and vote, everybody. It's your choice. It's your future. Good money. So what's up? We got my man LK on the line.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? I'm glad you could make it through, man. My man LK here, he's going to be representing the Democrats.
Team Obama
and Biden. And we got my man Steve on the other side, representing Mitt and Ryan over there, Mitt and Paul Ryan over there.
That's right, Romney Ryan, all the way.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you guys could make it, man. I appreciate y'all for coming on, doing this for all the people out there to underscore the importance of just how serious it is out here and why we all need to get out there and vote come election day, man.
Yeah, definitely need to get out and vote, and you definitely need to make your voice heard, because there's a whole lot that's riding on this election, and so you definitely need to stay involved and, you know, definitely need to know what's going on out there.
For sure. Steve, you got anything you want to say, you know, before I get into these rules?
Well, yeah, I would like to say that this year's election is probably the most important election, at least mine and LK's lifetime, and I'm sure yours being the same. We've got a lot of, like LK just said, we've got a lot of important issues that are on the line. A lot to fight for, and a lot of, I think, some very serious issues that our U.S. government has to tackle. And hopefully the right individual, Mitt Romney, will win this election, and will be on track to a better economy, a better global economy, and a better America for each and every one of us.
That's what's up, man. You got a strong opinion over there, man. You love Romney. That's what's up, man. I'm glad we could find you, man, because, you know, we were searching, man. We were searching. We need that guy with that backbone, you know, because I ain't gonna lie, man. I come up and down the street, you know, I'm in and out of D.C., I'm running around, and it's just hard to find somebody to really stand up and say Mitt Romney, like, that's my man, you know, I'm going to vote for him and really, you know, represent that boy, because, I mean, you know, people say, like, man, I don't like Mitt Romney and this and that, but then they're going to go vote for him. So I applaud you, you know, for standing up for that man, you know, because that's what it's all about, man. You got the right to vote for whoever you feel is the right candidate, you know, so don't be scared to cast your vote. Don't be scared of who you're voting for, you know what I mean? Let me get into the rules real quick for everybody that's out there. We're going to get into our version of the presidential debate. This the rules right here. I'm gonna do this Mill Lane style. I want a good, clean debate. You know what I mean? No hitting below the belt. You know what I mean? Let's see. All right, nah, for real. We're gonna put it like this. We're gonna go with rounds for this. You know, in between rounds, we're gonna take musical breaks. We're gonna get to some of our listeners, you know, on the call lines and whatnot, and they can talk only about the topic. For everybody that's listening, I don't want anybody to address anybody, any one person argument. I just want to talk, keep it strictly about the topic. You know what I mean? None of that personal stuff. All right, each round we're going to go with 2 minutes. 2 minutes for each side. That's 2 minutes for LK, 2 minutes for 2 minutes for Steve, 2 minutes for LK. Then we're going to go with a 3 minute rebuttal. And then a 3 minute rebuttal. So it's going to alternate. LK, Steve, LK, Steve. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay. Y'all speak loud. This is a debate. So make sure y'all speak loud. Speak up. This is a debate. Diva want to hear it. We want to get into it for the callers too. When y'all call in, raise your voice, speak loud because you want to hear it. Y'all hear the background music. Just testify. It's the man of our comment. Big shout out to comment. We definitely going to be educating and regulating the people today. So let's go. I'm ready.
All right, sir. Yeah. And at the end of the rounds, you know, it's a debate. I don't believe in a winner or loser, so we just want to get the facts out there. We just want to, you know, encourage everybody to, you know, just listen, tune in, listen up, take in all of the knowledge that we're throwing out there, and carry that over to the polls. When you go to the polls to vote, just carry that with you to the polls. Sound good? Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to flip a coin. I'm sorry, I'm going to flip a coin so we could be in the interest of fairness. I'm going to flip a coin, so I want LK, I want you to call heads or tails.
Okay.
Ready?
Tails.
Go ahead. Tails?
Yeah.
I got heads. So I'm going to give it to Steve. Do you want to open or do you want to let LK open?
I'll let LK open.
All right, so this first round, round one, we're going to start with LK. The topic is abortion.
Okay, abortion.
So you got 2 minutes to talk about abortion, and after that, we're going to go to Steve.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go.
All right, first of all, I think we all know that President Obama is pro-choice. I believe that he's pro-choice because he feels that a woman should have the right to make the decisions on issues that's regarding her body. And also this election is like super important. Also because that the next president is going to have the opportunity to select two or three Supreme Court justices. So if it's Obama, he'll be able to select two or three Supreme Court justices, or if it's Romney, he'll be able to select two or three Supreme Court justices. So if Romney wins, then he'll be able to select two right-leaning Supreme Court justices. So if that happens, Roe versus Wade can get overturned, and that would take away the right for a woman to make the decision to have an abortion or not. So, okay, Steve.
In relation to this topic, it's a very sensitive topic, such as Congressman Ryan spoke about on this past week on Thursday night. It's a very sensitive issue, but I would say that again, I'm in full support of the Romney Ryan proposal on this, and that abortion should only be legitimized in three different instances in which a woman is raped, incest, or the welfare of, and I think that again, this comes back to the fundamental issue of when does life start? Does life start at conception? And if it does, it's not just the choice of the mother. We also have another factor that plays a vital role, and that is the choice of that child who, even though the child for the most part is unformed, it still has a heartbeat. And I think that as you look at this, this important issue, it goes much further and much deeper than just simply the choice of a mother. And really, when we really examine the issue, I think that you've got to understand that it's not just one person's choice. You know, it's a choice that's made on the behalf of several individuals to go ahead and have a baby or to participate in sexual intercourse. But that aside, again, I'm in full support of the Romney-Ryan view that abortion should only be legitimized in those three instances.
All right, we got another 30 seconds, fellas.
Okay. Let me just say that America is a melting pot of many different races, many different religions, and it's true that an abortion is a very serious decision that a woman has to make with her significant other or with her family or with just her loved ones. And I just don't think that with so many different religions and nationalities in America that you should impose something like that on a woman.
Mm.
Because people have different viewpoints. I mean, not me, but everyone don't believe that life starts at conception. I mean, there might be some people that don't believe that.
Not to cut you off. We gotta stop right there. That was the 4 minute mark. Let me see. Steve, do you have anything else to add?
I'd like to just simply go back to the fact that if we scientifically can prove that life begins at conception, regardless of what people may choose to believe or not to believe, that's of absolutely no consequence as it relates to whether or not life actually begins at conception. And if it does, then if you have a blanket statement where a woman could just simply make a choice to abort their own child, a living and breathing being, then I think it's inhumane. I think it's to say selfish, and really we're not getting at the issue. You know, we're trying to legitimize something that really shouldn't be legitimized, regardless of whether or not it's the quote unquote a woman's choice.
And Lawrence, do you have anything else to add?
I just want to say that that there's a whole lot of females out there that gets in certain situations sometimes that's by accident or things happen and you get in certain situations. And I just think that we just need to concentrate on maybe contraceptives or concentrate on ways to prevent them from being in, you know, these type of situations where they're being in the situation where they really even have to have an abortion.
Mm.
True.
So I think we should concentrate more on prevention than and concentrating on preventing abortion, period.
Okay, well said on both sides. We heard both points. We heard both arguments. Caller, I'm encourage the listeners, if you're not listening, please tune in right now. Right now. This is very important. Call us at 347-850-1521 or go to DivaSpotRadio.com. Jump in our chat room. We're talking about some serious issues over here. We just had our first round abortion, talking about abortion. Our Mitt Romney representative over here, Steve Kingman, our Democrat representative, Barack Obama's representative, Lawrence King. Diva, you there? You live, Diva? You with me?
I'm live. I'm just tuning in and listening to both sides. This is a great debate. I'm liking what I'm hearing. Both of them have good points. And, you know, we definitely want to hear from the public. Y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. Step your game up. Step your game up on these topics and listen in on both sides. I like how Steve was able to present what Mitt Romney was talking about, a couple of reasons, you know, the three reasons why abortion should be in place. And then I like what LK said about, you know, some people believe, you know, well, as far as their religion, they believe different. And let's focus on coming up with different type of contraceptives or different types of plans or a higher standard or level of living where you won't be so loose with your body and having a baby that's maybe unwanted later. So I'm really tuning in. I'm taking notes. I'm promoting. This is really a great show. I'm ready for round two. Let's go. Where we at? I'm ready. I'm just all the way turned up right now. This is like
I want to, I feel you, round two. Round two is really when we're going to get it popping in round two. I want to give Stephen Lawrence a chance to take a little water break. You know what I'm saying? Let's play some music. Let's play some music.
Cool.
So
and like get to the water coolers.
Yeah, y'all go ahead, you know, go to y'all neutral corners. We're going to get in the music break real quick, pay some bills. Round two, we're going to get it popping.
Let's go, man. Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/DivaSpotRadio. And also make sure you follow Jay Biggs at SpaceAJ on Twitter. Let's do it.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva Radio, Diva Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, 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 Diva Radio, Diva Diva Mary J.
Mellow on the beat.
No doors in my mansion.
Walk right in, shorty, please take a seat. Let me pull the table closer. Here, rest your feet. Welcome to our home. You want something to drink? Water, sure, we got a filter, never from the sink. Let me grab you a glass. I'll show I hold the ice. No need to blind you with ice. We're nervous, this nice. We built this from the ground up. No doors, only archways. The sound can radiate throughout the rooms in the hallway. You're free to walk around, chill in any room you like. Plus, it turns on the mic. You gon' wanna stay tonight. Got fresh linen in the closet, wash cloths and some tiles. And on your tour with fresh lyrics, view about the bar down. Got a chef on staff, so if you hurry for some eat, serving up the hottest lyrics over the freshest of beats. And no matter night or day, you can always come and stay, cause we're always home. All you gotta do is press play.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
No doors in my mansion,
only archways.
Tilden Dexter.
Yeah.
I'm here for the fix, cause hip hop's broken. Spoken for the devil, these artists are looking. I hear the signs in their rhymes partly. Sold souls for success instead of the hard way. Straight through hell's archway, astounding heartly. Rose up the ranks of the ungodly. Underground holding down the fort. I swore no American music awards. Do it for the Lord and the Lord's people. Flow sharper than steeple. So we soar like eagles. We're in it for the sequel. Before the archways be closed, can hardly keep hold. Up and down but well balanced on the seesaw. True hip hop in the day, that's what we saw. Rocking the beats raw, breakers on the floor. True talents unheard but still inspired to be more. Charging the game to light it up like it's C4. Redefining what's hardcore, finally it's time for. Minds to shine for, suns blind like levelers. Build a shrine for the artists that came before. And pave the way for what's in store galore. Spitting lyrical vitamins, hit no blunts, hit no Heineken. It's all good, we'll just try again. In your lyrics, you stars buck. Got me sleeping off your cafe, lounging in your archway. But no way, we can't stay. The world needs a new way, a new change, a new path to illuminate. Consciousness over airways, building awareness our way. Ascending stairways through your archway.
No doors in my mansion, holy archway. No doors in my mansion, holy archway. No doors in my mansion, holy archway. No doors in my mansion, holy archway.
Okay. My convo is like a $1 million condo. Heft house with bunnies all around. My mistake for upper left house. Will most never make it past the foyer. Unlike Pastor Troy, you're not ready. Raps is past the point of boiler. The science that drops nuclear fission. Adjust your vision and adjust accordingly for a never ending kitchen. I was born in the fire. Now I'm searching for the frying pan. Cause even Tony Stark was an alcoholic Iron Man. Translation, even heroes gotta try to fly. Storm somewhere over treetops when I rock a ride. Babies when the wind blows. And when it all falls down like yay. I rebuild the walls in my temple, transparent like windows. Master architect, parabola, parameters. Calculated artist, fresh worth every last quarter in the arcade. So make a mental note of this phrase for when we part ways.
No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion. One more again. No doors on my mansion. No doors on my mansion.
Go to Archways right there. Sunset Terrace Music. Make sure you check out at Sunset Terrace Music and check out all the hot music that they have. Go ahead. It's already on iTunes. Download it. Now, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're tuned in live to Steffi Game of Saturdays with Jay Biggs. We going in on the official election debate. We got our Democratic candidate, LK, live in the building. Also, we got Republican candidate, Steve Kingman, live in the building, representing Mitt Romney. We getting this debate on. We going back and forth. It's round two. We're about to get into it one more time. We got a couple of rounds, so tell a friend to tell a friend to call 347-850-1521 and step your game up. Don't even say nothing else to them. Just text them, tell them to call the number, and tell them step your game up, and just let them call in for themselves. So we're about to get into round two, building an economy, jobs, employment, outsourcing. We definitely want to get into this. I'm going to throw it over to you, Jay Biggs.
Yeah, that's what everybody, that's the $1 million question right there. That's what the whole heart of this debate and the whole heart of this presidential election is, you know, where's our jobs going? You know, where's the money coming from? Where's the money? You know, we starving out here. Some of us is hurting out here. You know, there's a lot of artists out there that's hurting. You know what I mean? If you hurting and you ain't, you know, I'm talking to the artists right now. You know, you hurting, you rubbing nickels together to get in the studio. This is the election where you need to make your voice heard, man. You need to make, you know, stand up, vote for your person, vote for the person that you feel like is the right person for the office, for the Oval Office. Call in right now though, 347-850-1521. Let your voice be heard. We want to talk about the economy and the state of the economy right now. The jobs, there's a lot of talk about, you know, jobs going overseas, outsourcing, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, the unemployment rate, you know, and where we going from here. And last round, I think we started with LK, so this round I want to start with Steve. You know, we want to open up and talk about the employment, the state of the economy. You ready?
Yes, sir.
We're going to give you two minutes on the clock. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I just want to say thanks for featuring LK's music. It's amazing. I just want to put that out there. He's an incredible artist.
For sure.
But, again, this election is primarily about the economy. Right now we have 23 million Americans who are out of work. That does not account for the millions of Americans who are either underemployed or individuals who have just stopped looking for work in the Obama economy. Unemployment just recently fell from 8.1% down to 7.8% during the months of October, November, and December of 2009, we had the highest record of unemployment during the Obama administration, as high as 10.2%. We have a national debt, which is over $16 trillion and climbing. Over $4 trillion of that debt is due to the consistent $1.2 trillion deficits that President Obama has carried over year after year after year. Our economy and the global economy is really in an abysmal situation right now. And unless we have a president who understands how to get the economy back on track, how to build jobs, create jobs, and tackle the issue of unemployment, our country is headed to hell in a handbasket, to be honest with you. And what we've seen with Mitt Romney, he's an effective job creator. He was a governor who had a not only a business background, but had a very strategized and great term in office from 2003 to 2007. I personally believe that Mitt Romney has everything in his resources to be able to tackle this issue, and I believe that if you vote for Barack Obama, you're voting for higher unemployment, higher deficits, another $4.5 trillion added to the national debt, which will have it climbing towards over $20 trillion. So this is a very decisive moment in American history, and we're going to decide whether or not we want economic growth or economic stagnation.
Steve, I'm gonna have to cut you right there. Let you get a little bit in there, a little bit extra in there. We gotta go to LK now. With your, you got 2 minutes, LK.
Okay, let me start off by saying that Republicans, they always want to make the job in the economy look worse than what it really is. I mean, I think we all know that the economy is not where we would like it to be, but chase your dreams, you know. I think a whole lot of people have a short memory because they all forget that when President Obama became president, that he was handed a terrible economy to start with. We was losing millions of jobs per month. The stock market was terrible. I mean, everything was just in shambles, and people tend to forget that. So Obama did what he had to do to prevent the economy from going down in the toilet, and he did what he needed to do. And today, the economy is growing, consumer confidence up, the stock market is doing better, housing market is doing better. We have 31 months of job growth, 5 million new jobs, and also the Republicans been going around. Mr. Romney's been going around on the campaign, keep talking about this 8% unemployment rate. Now it's below 8%. So we just got to remember where we started from to where we're at right now. And President Obama has also did this with the Republicans trying to basically block everything that he's been trying to do to make the economy better. So just imagine if the Republicans would have worked with him, the economy would be even better. But when he came into office, the first thing that they said was, we're going to do everything in our power to make him a one-term president. And that, and if that means making the economy bad and not voting for some of the measures that he's proposing to make the economy better, then we're going to do that. So you got to ask yourself, who really wants to make the economy better? The Democrats or the Republicans?
That's a good statement right there. That's powerful right there. Steve, you got anything to add? I'm gonna give you a chance to rebuttal.
Yeah. We've heard this not only from President Obama but Vice President Biden. We walk into the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Okay,
but it's true.
Hey, whoa, let Steve talk. Let Steve go.
Is it true?
What we find here is a total lack of responsibility on the part of the president, vice president, to say, hey, look, I failed in leadership. I failed in taking the country where it needed to be. Okay, when President Obama took office in January 2009, we had a national debt of just over $10 trillion. Right now, it's at $16 trillion and climbing. Day by day, second by second. The other point is, better than what? President Obama is doing better than what? What are we comparing this to? Okay, we've had a record 43 straight months of unemployment at over 8%. The highest, like I said, being October, November, December of 2009. This president has not done enough. And second, and also, we had President Obama in his first 2 years in office. He had a majority in the Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. He could have passed whatever legislation he needed to pass, but yet all we have from the Obama administration and Obama supporters are excuses, one right after another. And I'm sorry, but America deserves better than excuses.
Gotcha.
Well, let me just say,
go ahead, brother.
Excuses. These are facts. But let me just say that since Obama has been in office, the Republicans have blocked more bill proposals than any other president in history. I mean, that should tell you something right there. And some of these proposals are proposals that President Obama set forward for job creation, to get people back to work. And the Republicans blocked it. And it's crazy because it's sort of like they gave President Obama the keys to a beat-up, ran-down, wheels falling off it, hoopty that's not running. He took the hoopty, gave it a new paint job, got it running, put some rims on it, got it moving again. Now all of a sudden they want it back. See what I'm saying? It's crazy because things are getting better right now, despite what Mr. Romney and the Republicans said. Things are getting better. It's not getting better as quickly as we would like it, but it's getting better, and we're moving forward in the right direction. And I just fear that if President Obama loses, then Mitt Romney just going to come into office and just ride this wave that President Obama started. And take credit for all the things that he put forth and got to get this economy back up and working again.
Good point. That's an interesting point. Y'all both make some interesting points. I'm feeling y'all debate styles. You know, Steve is all about the facts, and then Lawrence, you got the non-conventional, you know, analogy kind of debate. That's cool. I like that. That's real interesting. Diva, you got anything you want to say? I'm going to give you the last word for this round.
Oh, of course. I'm just listening in and back and forth in the chat room. Big shout out to ROJS Radio Live. We see you in the chat room. We're going to be taking some feedback from the callers in a little bit. We just ask that you remain respectful and keep to the topic. I do agree with Steve Keeman. There has been a lot of excuses going on, but I do agree with LK. Like, he is right. When Obama came in, of course, Bush left America, just basically did it dirty with no Vaseline, like left America done dirty. So now, you know, you got Obama's coming in with the whole, they tried everything in their power to say, you know, even, oh, Obama, look at his birth certificate and what is he going to do? And, you know, of course, a black man in that type of power, there is going to be some fear set in. And, of course, that is even Ebony B's opinion. But the main thing about it, one thing that you guys said about people, the unemployment rate, and people stop looking for work. Why do you think people stop looking for work? I've heard that a couple of times, and I'm like, really?
Hey, can I say something about that?
Looking for work?
Go ahead, brother. Hey, let me just say that they're saying that people stop looking for work. That's what they're saying. But who's to say that people stop looking for work? What if some people went back to school? What if some people opened their own businesses up?
I was one of them people.
I was one of them people that went back to school. Stop looking for work. They might be doing other things.
Well, they might be looking doing other things, and again, that would be factored into all the other statistical data. It would show that they're either looking for work, they've created their own business, they've done this, they've done that. But again, going back to LK's point about President Obama stepping into office. With massive amount of debt. Again, President Obama has amassed more debt. He's spent more. This a total of about $6 trillion.
Let's talk about the debt that he came into. If you're going to talk about the debt, we're sending him. We know that we need to add on more debt. Let's talk about what he came into, because you're a Republican. And of course, Bush was a Republican. Do you feel, when Bush got out of office, that he left America sinking? And if you do feel that way, you know, do you feel like he did it? Also, if it wasn't Bush and it was Mitt Romney coming in, if it wasn't Obama and it was Mitt Romney 4 years ago being elected, do you honestly believe all the damage that Bush left, that Mitt Romney could have did anything about it? Because wasn't Mitt Romney having issues in Massachusetts with getting his own state jobs and whatnot? Is that correct or am I wrong?
Well, with Mitt Romney, yeah, I believe he would have done a much better job. I want to go back and just say one thing, though.
Okay.
This debate and this presidential election is not, I'm an African-American, and I support both African-Americans who are conservatives and Democrats. The place in which we live, Prince George's County, has an amazing county executive. He's a Democrat, but he's fiscally responsible. He's somebody that's capable of doing something and not just saying it, but also carrying it out. What I also want to say is that Mitt Romney, okay, he tackled a deficit in the debt crisis in Massachusetts from 2003 to 2007, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If he did it in Massachusetts, he can do it the national level. But again, I think that you can excuse President Obama's lack of leadership, but that doesn't do away with what he's failed to do.
And can I say something about the debt too?
That's interesting. That's an interesting point. That's
Steven,
can we get to that? Can we get to the callers? Let's see what the callers got to say. Let's give.
Hey, can I chime in on the debt?
I'm sorry.
Can I chime in on this? This depth talk.
Oh, we'll save it. We won't save it for the next round. We won't.
Oh
get
man, I'm gonna forget about that time.
Just write it down, bro. Just write it down.
Let's go to the caller real fast.
Let's get to these callers real quick.
Because this call is 734-686. You got live on Steffi Game of Saturdays. Diva Ebony B and Jay Biggs is live in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello, my name is Monica. I'm calling from Michigan, and I got to admit, I was just shaking my head at some of the statements that was made, especially in regards to unemployment, which is a subject I know fairly well. When President Obama came into office, we had over a 10% unemployment rate. In my state, the unemployment rate was 14%, okay? Bush hemorrhaged between 2000, might as well say 6, and 2008, somewhere in the area of about 300,000 jobs. Okay, I don't make excuses for President Obama, but when he came in, he inherited a job mess. The only reason that the unemployment rate has went down a bit, and I say a bit because now it's 7.8%, it's partially to do with the 2009 stimulus. The stimulus basically allowed for some job training programs, and it also extended unemployment long enough that the economy could do a bit of turning around because businesses are beginning to hire right now, and if anyone says that they're not, they're lying. Bit of a turnaround so people can try and get some stability back inside of their lives. To say that President Obama has not did nothing to turn around the unemployment situation when you have Mitt Romney, basically, that has took jobs out of this country because he has took money over to the Cayman Islands. He has closed down factories. In fact, there's one closing in Wisconsin right now that's owned by Maine Capital, who he has investments in, and has shipped those jobs over to China, and he's going to be the job creator for our country? I don't get it.
Thank you, Monica. We appreciate you calling in and giving your feedback. We're going to keep your line open. Just stay there.
That was deep. That was deep. A factory in Wisconsin that he got investments in. That's deep right there. That's serious. That's serious. I'm going to have to look into that. Something you invested in, you know what I mean? Like,
but again, you got to understand, Mitt Romney and Bain Capital is a venture capitalist group, okay? What they did essentially was take companies that were already going bankrupt, and for the vast majority of them, he turned around, okay? For the ones that didn't get turned around, they didn't just
sold
didn't get
them.
Around.
For the ones that didn't get – so Mitt Romney sold a lot of those companies to businesses overseas too.
Well, again, that's this goes to privatization. This is a topic in which business private corporations. We're not talking about the government. We're talking about private corporations. I see no problem with Mitt Romney doing that and outsourcing. I really don't. But when you're using, for instance, like Obama did, using taxpayer money,
outsourcing
stimulus.
He's giving away American jobs, see?
Yeah,
we have
President Obama using the stimulus money that is essentially funded by the taxpayer, and then subsidizing countries over 20 countries, primarily many countries in Latin America. Okay, billions of dollars going to that, not going back into the American economy, but going to different other global portions of the global economy. So if we want to talk about that and outsourcing, that's a totally different story when you're using taxpayer money, okay, to subsidize and to fund places like Brazil and China and Chile and other developing nations. So, again, we can talk about Mitt Romney's record and a few factories closing, but, again, you got to understand the nature of Bain Capital. You got to understand the nature of outsourcing and how that plays within the private economy as opposed to using taxpayer money to fund developing economies around the world, which President Obama did.
Man, Steve got all of he got all the facts over there, man. Steve, you need to be going for vice president, man, because you seem like a you did a better job against Biden than Ryan did the other day, man.
Laughing at me the whole time and making snooty comments and whatever and interrupting me, but that's all right. I mean, that's Joe Biden. That's how he is.
you hold your own. I give you props for that, man. We got any more callers? We got any more callers? We got any more callers on the chat?
Hey, look at this tattoo and whatnot. that you said facts, but who's to say that those are facts? We just take a Steve's word for them. So this
I'm on
the internet.
Out
there.
I'm saying he's jumping out there with the numbers.
Com, I'm not believing nothing that Steve says. I don't believe it.
I mean, look, you know, you can choose to believe.
I mean, show me this information on factchecker.com, because I'm not going to take your word for it.
But Lawrence.
I mean, look at Ryan and Romney. Both of them are, I'm not going to say the L word, but they distort the truth to make things fit their agenda.
Mm.
So I put it that way.
Okay.
So,
can we get back
so
to the...
So you can't believe everything you hear. You have to go somewhere that's... it's not for either side that's a nonpartisan and get your information from them. Because
and that's all the way to everybody that's listening, you know, y'all got to do the research. Do the research on your candidate.
A whole lot of the stuff that they say about President Obama is just not true. So do your research.
But Lawrence, again, going, you know, making that statement that what I'm saying is possibly not credible. Again, you can throw out a blanket statement and, you know, people can believe it or choose not to believe it and do with it whatever they want. But the fact of the matter is if you understand, like I said, Bain Capital, if you understand private industry and how it functions, again, you'd have no problem with outsourcing jobs. Again, I think, and I will defend Mitt Romney's record as a job creator and someone who understands the business model and how to create jobs. But look, this election is about the people. In the preamble to the Constitution, it starts with "We the people," and the people will of the United States of America will cast their vote and elect the next president. And they're free to choose whichever candidate they so like, and that's fine. And that's their right as American citizens to do that.
I want
to jump in here because we're getting feedback from the chat room. I definitely want to we're getting feedback from the chat room, and there's a question for you, Steve. And the next round is going to be taxes, so this goes right into money. You talk about that payola baby. It says ROJS Radio Live says, what about the 2009 stimulus money that went to the big banks, Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, to the tune of millions or billions of money? They have yet to pay it back. You're right, they have yet to pay it back, and I ain't see them pay back nothing. Now, see, the question from them is, you know, how do you feel about that? With all the money that went to the bank, Chase, Wells Fargo, and they ain't paid it back yet?
Are we now to this next round, or are we still on the economy?
Well, let's tackle this one question. We're going to get into taxes in the next round.
Well, in reference to this, okay, you know, when we're talking about millions as opposed to billions, that's a little bit different. The money that was given to bail out Wall Street. Look, I'm not advocating what Wall Street executives did. Do I think it was right? No. But whatever happened has already occurred. What we also have to focus in on is, look, not only was Wall Street bailed out, but we had GM and pretty much Detroit and our auto industry bailed out too. But now projections are that GM and the money that went to the auto industry is now that the auto industry right now is looking at filing for bankruptcy again after they've received stimulus money. Okay, it won't be in this term for Obama, but if Obama wins the next term, they'll certainly be asking for bailout money or Mitt Romney. Okay, so money, whenever you have money, you're either going to be able to spend that well or spend it poorly. You're either going to give it to people that can produce or individuals that can't. And that's why Mitt Romney made the statement that President Obama doesn't just choose the winners and losers, he chooses the losers. And now
that was horrible.
And now, again, now we're
that's the
auto industry asked for another bailout,
word we was afraid
I think,
of.
will happen within the next 2 to 3 years.
Hey, can I say something on that?
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, Steve told me this information about the auto industry filing for bankruptcy. I looked online. I couldn't find nothing about that. Secondly,
because GM and Chrysler paid their loans back. That's why.
Yeah. Secondly, that's why Obama is winning in Ohio and Michigan now. It, because of what he did with the auto industry. And thirdly, so Mr. Romney was the one that said early on to let the auto industry go bankrupt. So if he would have let the auto industry go bankrupt, this unemployment rate might be even higher right now. And there'd be a whole lot of mad and angry people out of work in Detroit and Ohio, too.
Well, the fact is that Ford was the only company that did not take bailout money, and you know what? Right now, Ford is doing extremely well. But look at GM and Chrysler. Again, they're going to be filing for bankruptcy within the next 2 to 3 years. Okay, and you can't just throw money at people and expect them to always simply do the right thing with it. Okay, what we have. With the auto industry is we have another collapse. We're on the brink of another collapse with the auto industry.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. That's just a lie. I didn't even know I was still on the air. I am so sorry. I'm sorry, Steve. You're lying. Okay. First of all, I live in Southeast Michigan, so I pretty much know what's going on.
Right?
And my dad was in the auto industry for over 40 years before his passing. Okay. GM and Chrysler are not bankrupt today, tomorrow, next week, next year. They have restructured. When they did the restructuring, basically, the federal government made them get rid of their legacy costs. And with legacy costs, what I'm saying there is that they had to get rid of a lot of pensions and also benefits, the way that they had them structured in regards to how they was paying them out to the auto workers. None of the auto plants right now are the traditional pension plans, except if you are a legacy employee. The new employees that are coming in on stage on Tier 1, 2, and 3. Tier 1 basically means that they can be making anywhere from like $10.50 an hour to about $11 an hour. Tier 2 means you already was in the plan, so you're probably going to be making, but you didn't have seniority over 10 years. So you're only going to be making between $13 and $15 an hour. And Tier 3 is the legacy employees. The Tier 1 and Tier 2 employees only have 401ks. They're paying exactly the amount probably in medical benefits that you pay for your private employer. The way that the auto industries are right now, they are not going to go bankrupt because they're just at the same level as private employers. And they got rid of a lot of legacy employees when basically they were able to buy those employees out. A lot of them left for $140,000. So there's no way that they can go bankrupt or close to bankruptcy like they did previously because they don't have the same structure. They don't have the same business structure currently as they did in 2008. So let's be honest, Steve. That is correct.
First, let me say something to Monica. Monica, you just scared the hell out of me just now. My heart is palpitating. You know what I mean? Because I thought, you know, Ebony, you know, had an issue over there. So, you know, I'm a little startled. But I'm glad you called in. I'm really appreciative because that's the type of energy that we need to have when we go to the polls. We need to get out, go vote. We need to do our research. You know what exactly these candidates are feeding us in these campaign speeches and in these debates. You know what they putting out there. And
I know I'm
acting. We need more Monikas and less apathy. You know, we need more people that care and is scaring the mess out of me when they get on the line and don't know they on the line.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But if I heard one more time that these companies are going to go bankrupt in like the next 3 years, and I know that that's a lie because their business operations is totally restructured from the way that they were in 2008, 2007, I was just going to, like, die on the phone. So I'm sorry I scared you.
Sound like you did almost die just now, you know? Like, I almost jumped out of my chair. I was a little worried. You know, I thought I was going to run rescue somebody. Oh, man, that was crazy. Oh, man. All right, now that Steve and LK done talked all the way through the debate, through the break in the debate, you know, let's get to some. We got some more callers on the line, Diva.
We got callers on the line, but nobody put their hand up. They ain't as bold as Monica.
Come on,
we got a couple of callers.
People, put your hands up, man. Say something. You know, it's a once in a lifetime event right here. We gonna have this debate. You know, we don't have debates like this every. You know, when they do the election every 4 years, they do election. You're not gonna have a debate like this every other Tuesday or something like that. So you know, we need y'all to step up and say something, man.
Hey,
say
Jake,
something. Push that one button. Go ahead.
Hey, that's a perfect example with that caller that just called in to how much misinformation is out there. No shots to Steve, but Steve speaks very well. He talks very well. He gets his message out very clearly and believable, but sometimes that information isn't always true. So if you have somebody that's sitting there watching Fox News all the time, and that's where they get all the information from, then they're going to relay that information. I mean, but Fox News, they say that they're fair and balanced, but we all know Fox News leans totally to the right. So you're getting all your information basically from Mitt Romney and from Ryan and from the Republicans by watching Fox News. So that's why if you want to get a fair look at what's going on in this election, you need to watch Fox News, you need to watch MSNBC, you need to watch CNN, then you need to go on the internet and get on factchecker.com and fact check everything so you can really find out what's going on and who's telling the truth and who's lying. Because there's a whole lot of lies out here that's being spread as truth.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, we endorsing the mess out of factchecker.com. We need some endorsement.
That's why I need to get my
information
from
you.
Because you can't believe everything that you hear all the time.
I want some endorsement money. We talking about factchecker.com and all that. You know, I want some endorsement money, man. Y'all, I know y'all listening, factchecker.com and y'all CEO or A&R, whoever y'all got over there. Come on at me, Space AJ, Diva Ebony B. And the guy that keeps saying y'all name, that's Lawrence King. You know what I mean? In case you wondering, we want to talk to y'all.
Yeah, give me an
endorsement deal. We got another call on the line. We got the hand up, Space AJ. Jay, we got another call.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
Open it up because we got to get in taxes. I know we holding our two candidates a little bit longer. We appreciate you guys getting it in. The Steffi Game Up Saturdays. We got the official debate here. We got LK live in the building, our Democratic representative, and we have Steve Kingman live in the building, and he's the Republican candidate that's representing the Mitt Romney campaign. We just talked about abortion at the top of the hour. Then we talked our round two. We talked about jobs and economy and outsourcing. We're about to get into the taxes as well in round three, so let's go ahead and get some more feedback and get into this next round and get some more hot sunset music, more hot indie music for you guys. Where we at? 202-696. Step your game up. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up? This is Daniel. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
What's
right
going
down the street,
partner?
From,
what it is,
from
man.
The Capitol.
What it is, man? He coming from
ground
zero. Down there on Capitol
really?
Hill. Well, you know, he down there by Obama, man. So you can tell me exactly what it sounds like. What's going on? What you feel today? How you feel about this debate?
I mean, the biggest issue at hand right now, of course, the most divisive issue in America right now is the economy. So I mean, it's a lot that I understand. I mean, I've heard both points. I heard both speakers, and I understand. First of all, I'm all the way behind Obama.
Okay. 100% Obama.
100% Obama. Because here's my thing. The trickle-down effect, in theory, is a great idea. in theory, is a great idea. The problem is the money never makes the bottom. So the middle class is going to be the ones that's affected the most. And if you look at just how business works in general, the middle class is the majority of the United States of America. You cannot ignore that and then expect for this country to run full steam ahead to the future where it needs to be. I mean, whether you look at it as, whether you look at the economy as, I mean, at the Obama administration as being having a positive effect on the economy or a worsening effect on the economy, you still can't ignore the middle class because they're going to be the ones, the day-to-day. They affect everything above them and below them as far as their tax bracket goes, you know. And keeping money in America, instead of outsourcing is the only thing that's going to change the economy for the better.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call, man. Put good. He putting it out there. He 100% Obama, so you know who you gonna vote for. You ain't gotta flip a coin. You ain't gotta talk to nobody. You ain't gotta reflect, meditate, none of that. Just he know who you voting for. That's what's up, man. You voting for though? That's what I wanna ask you. You other callers that got your hand down, you know, you're too scared to say something. Do you know who you voting for? You know, I want to know who you voting for. You voting for...
And why?
Well, yeah, why you voting for the candidate you choose? You know, are you voting for Obama? Is my man Steve over here, is he convincing you kind of, you riding the fence, you might want to vote for Romney now, or is LK, you know, and all these callers is calling in saying Obama, Obama? If you're on the fence and you feel like you're going one way or the other, let me know. Call me up, 347-850-1521. It's me, Diva Ebony B. Let's get into this next round, because this last round, I was loving that. That's interesting. That's real interesting. I think we educated some people, including myself. Round three, can we get into round three? Are y'all ready for round three?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pat. Can we talk about some taxes, right? You know, I'm hearing a lot of talk about, you know, the state of who we going to tax, the middle class, the rich need to pay more. Like, who, you know, what? Can we talk about that for a second, fellas? Is that all right with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. I think we started the last round with Steve. Let's start with LK again. Let's talk about taxes. You with me, brother?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
First of all, let's just. Let me start off by saying that, of course, President Obama wants to cut taxes for the middle class. And back earlier this year, when the deadline came up for the Bush-era taxes to be renewed, the Republicans basically held hostage the middle class by saying that they wouldn't vote for those taxes to be renewed if Obama was to end the tax cut for the rich. So that tells you right then and there what the Republicans' main focus is on, and that is the rich people. And then President Obama, he proposed a Buffett rule, because people like Mitt Romney are paying less taxes than the average middle class person inside the United States. How fair is that for someone that's making millions and millions of dollars to pay less taxes than someone that's making $50,000 a year? It doesn't make no sense.
That's serious.
I'm quite sure if you ask most of Americans, they would be in favor in ending the Bush-era tax cuts for the rich that's making over $250,000 a year. So.
Okay. We're going to go to Steve now. Steve?
All right. But again, both candidates are proposing tax cuts for the middle class. There's no doubt about that. The primary difference is that Mitt Romney has stated unequivocally that he is not going to raise taxes on the middle class. Okay, he's going to reduce income tax by 20%. Okay, and he's not going to raise taxes on the middle class, and he's not going to make any difference as far as the taxes being paid by higher income individuals. So let's just get that out there. For a moment there, I thought I was debating Vice President Biden with the whole holding the middle class hostage phraseology. But let's be real, guys. Let's be real. Mitt Romney does not want to raise taxes on the middle class. I don't care how many times President Obama wants to make it seem like he is, but the truth of the matter is, I'm going to believe what he says. I'm going to believe what Mitt Romney says about tax rates for middle-income individuals and keeping them as low as possible.
Okay, you got anything you want to add?
I just want to say that basically, you know, with the Republicans' mind, are they getting all this money from all these rich people, these super PACs? I mean, this is the first time in history that president is being outspent by someone that's trying to take his job. It's the first time in history that the sitting president is being outspent, and that's because all these rich guys are putting all this money behind Romney and Ryan. They want to keep their tax cut so they can continue to pay lower taxes just like Romney is, you know, and they're doing just like Romney, you know, putting their money overseas and stuff and not investing in America. And I just think that's just wrong.
Mm.
And like Obama said, if they're real Americans, why not pitch in a little extra, you know, to help things get back on their feet? I mean, they don't need the tax cut. They don't.
Yeah, but again, if you raise taxes to 40%, okay, you're not going to have enough. Like Mitt Romney said, okay, the way that you can reduce the deficit and reduce the national debt is by raising taxes, which is an ineffective measure. We've tried it for the last 4 years. President Obama's tried that for the last 4 years. There's going to come a point in time in which you have fewer and fewer millionaires, okay, to tax at 40%. Okay, so then the burden will again be laid on the middle class. You cannot tax the high income earners at 40% and expect to grow the economy, because that's going to stifle jobs and job creation. You cannot, again, that's a failed plan that the Obama administration has put into place, and it just has not worked. And if we want 4 more years of this, we can continue to vote for President Obama, or we can have real job creation by voting for Mitt Romney.
So let me just say that President Obama, he wants to go back to the tax situation underneath Bill Clinton when he was president. And when Bill Clinton was president, we had a surplus. We had the most amount of millionaires ever. And this trickle-down stuff that the Republicans want to try, as far as giving all these tax breaks to all these rich businessmen and hoping that it, like, trickles down to the middle class and to us less fortunate, is just not going to work. We tried that under George Bush, and look where it got us. So Obama comes in and basically bails us out and get us back up and running again. Now Romney and Ryan want to come back in and take us right back to where we started from. That's why I can't understand anybody, like any person out here that's middle class, I can't really understand why they would vote against their interests. Because Romney and Ryan are not really for the middle class. They tell you that, but they're not really for the middle class. They're really for the people that's basically paying for their campaign.
We can go back and forth on who's better for the middle class. But the truth of the matter is that each individual has to decide on their own. And I agree with LK. Do some independent fact checking. Find out why you're voting for the respective candidate that you're voting for, and make your decision. You know, that's again, that's your right as an American citizen to do that.
Well, all right, so we're going to close that round up. That was real interesting. We're talking about the presidential debate. For those who have just checked in, we're talking about the presidential, our version of the presidential debate. We got Steve Kingman, who's representing Mitt Romney over there. We got Lawrence King, who is also in this debate representing the incumbent Barack Obama, Biden, that presidential party. Round one, we talked about abortion, and round two, we got a little heated, we got a little intense, we got in there talking about this economy and how we need to bounce back. Now, round three, we just wrapping it up, talking about taxes and where the taxes is going to come, who's going to get the tax break, if anybody's getting the tax break, that's what we talking about. Round four is a little controversial, so we're going to take a little music break again so we can re-up, recharge our batteries, pay some bills, and things of that nature. It's Diva
Mommy,
Spot Radio.
Mommy, the Candyman is here. The Candyman is here. And we have treats for everybody.
Say they want to play a ball, so mine's just one side. Could be big, could be pop. I keep them more heads than that bazooka joke. Don't get the sippy pop. Tell you too nice, Alex, hold your fruit strike. Make your star burst out your eyes, make your moon white. You ain't gotta look hard. Every line out my mouth is bonkers. Y'all should call me Mr. Good Bar. Sorry, say good lord. Apple head, grape head, cherry head, diamonds. Ooh, those look hard. Dumb, dumb, a nerd. What you think, my? If you a smarty, I get you a fistful of ring pop. Set up a hell of a ice break, and if she the right flavor, I throw her a lifesaver. Your mama think it's happy, and I'm not a sugar daddy, but I'm all with the money just to taste a bit of honey. I'm talking shopping free, just to swap and throw light, but get low like Flow Rider. I'ma go to Joe Jumper. Extra 4 bars just to get your people loose. Say my name 3 times, and I ain't talking Beetlejuice.
Don't rap that, Mr. Good.
Elixir. You candy rappers are zeros. Y'all make me snicker. Prince Spitzer, Twizzler, Big Daddy on Fifth Ave. New of Heath don't get ya. This here kit
gotcha,
will catch ya.
Gotcha.
Almond Joy got nuts, but Mounds don't got nuts. A Rolo, you stunts,
yeah.
You bonkers.
And what?
Sour patches step back like Wonka balls. I'm fat, so cap candy pack 100 grand. That I'll rip that. Whatchamacallit mixes, raisinets and cashew. Even Hershey will kiss it. Till gingivitis get you. Dogs hanging like polo on your clothesline. So lightsaber your molars and your gum line. Catch Reese's and Peaches, or are you Butterfingers? Sweet Peaches, believe it. Nutty good and plenty. Y'all lemon heads get laid on Goober's fun sway. Raw M&M's don't play, so watch the tooth decay.
Don't rap that, Mr. Good.
Said my name 5 times. Why
why you looking in the mirror? And proof, I'll appear like Willy Wonka in the booth, spitting lyrical treats to satisfy your sweet tooth. Sugar baby for the ladies, tear jerkers for the crying babies, gummy bears for babies or elderly in the 80s. You can't stop us, we jaw breakers like Gobstoppers, big hitted like ear hairs and fly higher than helicopters. Don't copy like my twin, this ain't no double mint. We York's peppermint patties, why you just a junior man? So try as you may, but you can never match this. That's why those haters give us sour looks like some patch kids. But that's okay because they all got the duplicate. We pay day rappers, they got fish on layaway. And yo, I rap skills, keep the grill looking fresh and clean. So all you milk the rappers, step up your oral hygiene.
So rap that,
Mr.
Goody,
it's a candy man.
Cop that, sweet and fruity.
Shout out to my man LK for that beat right there. That thing is lovely, man. I'm over here vibing, you know, I'm about to give me some candy. You know, Halloween in a couple weeks, I'm about to give me a bag of candy and just, you know, trick or treat with my bag of candy. Just, you know, I'm going to knock on my own door and just take the candy out and eat it myself. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, we back live on this Diva Spot Radio right now. You know, Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Me, your boy Space Age J, my girl Diva Ebony B. You know what I'm saying? We doing our presidential debate right now. Call us up 347-850-1521. Press that one button so I can talk to you. So you can talk to our candidate, our representatives. I'm sorry, we representing the candidates live on the air. Be a part of history. Call us up, man. Seriously, in all seriousness, be a part of history. This will be archived on DivaSpotRadio.com. The only way you can get heard right now is to call us up. So let me know. Come holler at me. Let me talk to you for a second. We want to talk about these topics here. Round one was abortion. Round two, we was talking about how do we build our economy? Where the job, you know, where the jobs at? Where's the money? You know, let's bounce back a little bit. Round three, the taxes. Now round four, we're gonna get into something a little controversial. I'm gonna need our candidate. I'm gonna need our representatives, LK and Steve. You know, if you're not sitting down, you might want to sit down because it's gonna be a tough one right here. We're gonna talk about the gay rights. You know what I mean? Shout out to the gay people, you know, I respect the gays and everything. We gonna talk about things affecting the gay community. I should say the lesbian gay community. So we gonna talk about that. I think last round, Steve, we gave you the final say, so we gonna open up with LK on this one.
Well, President Obama, he definitely supports the lesbian gay community. I mean, you can just look at his record over the past 4 years. I mean, he passed the Hate Crime Prevention Act, which makes it a federal hate crime to attack someone based on their sexual orientation or their gender identity. He repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So those that are out there putting their life on the line, that's out there taking bullets for me or you, don't have to hide who they really are. And also, he spoke out in support of same-sex marriages. So President Obama has done a lot for the lesbian gay community, and I'm quite sure in the next 4 years she probably will be doing even more for the lesbian and gay community. That's it.
Steve, you good? You want to chime in, Steve?
Yeah. The gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual community is a segment of our society, something that we can't take away. We can't take away their civil rights. Okay, and no candidate here is proposing to do that. But the essential crux of this argument is dependent upon how do we define marriage. Do we define marriage as being strictly the union of one man and one woman, or is it a field day for anyone and everyone who wants to be married? Okay, and furthermore, are we going to extend the same benefits to the gay and lesbian community that we would extend to individuals of heterosexual marriage? And the question from the Obama administration is, well, sure, we're going to do that. From Romney, that's just not the case. Again, the Romney camp, Romney Ryan camp, supports the civil rights of gays, lesbians, transgender, and bisexual individuals. Okay, we're not going to deny them the rights that they have as individuals, but I think that in defining marriage, can unquestionably needs to be the union between a man and a woman, not Mike and Mike, not whoever. Okay, it's a man and a woman. Okay, and I think that even though this is a hotly debated issue, don't get me wrong, I'm very much respectful towards gays and lesbians. Look, I'm not here to say whether or not you should be gay or straight. I mean, well, in one sense, I am, but you know, I'm not going to disrespect you. But as Governor Mitt Romney, I fully endorse the fact that he upholds and will uphold the union of marriage, in that being between a man and a woman, strictly.
All right, we're going to go to LK. You want to rebut?
I just think that in this day and time that you're finding that a whole lot of your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends might be gay or lesbian. And I think what we're finding now is that we're starting to see the family structure. We're starting to see, we're just starting to see these things come together,
yeah,
as far as these people being in our family or let's just say, what if your daughter came out and said that she was gay? How would you feel about that, and how would you feel about her wanting to be married?
Well, I would feel very disappointed. Again, that does not and should not detract from the love that I have for her or any other family member that's either chosen to be, and again, there's an emphasis on the choice of that individual to pursue that type of lifestyle. Okay, nobody is born gay, nobody is born lesbian. It hasn't been proven scientific, and it never will be, because it's not. There is no scientific basis for that. But that does not detract from the point that they should be treated with dignity and respect. But as far as how our government views this segment of our society, it's not the same civil rights issue that we had in 1964, where we have a portion of our society being denigrated, not able to vote, not able to be in the same public place, use the same public restrooms. This is not the civil rights era of 1964. and nor should it be confused with that era, with that very specific and important era in American history. We're going back to the areas of respect and dignity. Every human being, regardless of their sexual orientation, should be regarded with the utmost amount of dignity and respect. But as far as how the government views and allows marriage to be redesigned, I'm sorry, but that's just not it's not right.
Hey, Steve, so you said no one is born gay, so how do you think that they become gay?
That's a personal choice. Again, when we're talking about civil rights, you're not able to discriminate based on someone's sexual orientation and their preference in sexual orientation.
So you think that they choose to be hated and choose to be hated on and choose to be called, you know, bad names and stuff? You think they choose to be in that situation?
I never said that I'm promoting someone who to in any way denigrate or
But you said that they choose to be gay.
What's that?
I said you said that they choose to be gay.
Yeah, that's a choice. That's a choice that they make.
So you think they can turn it off
anytime
they want?
It's beyond their ability. Okay. If you choose to be gay, and I'm not advocating it. But if you choose to be gay, are we asking the question, is it right to bash gays or make them feel less than what they really are? No one's arguing that. We're arguing, should the same federal privileges that heterosexual couples, married couples enjoy, should those be extended to the gay and lesbian community? No, they shouldn't.
So is this what you believe, or is this what Romney and Ryan believe?
I would assume that the Romney-Ryan ticket would agree for the most part. Some of it's my own view, but I would say the majority of it is the Romney-Ryan view, in which gay and lesbian marital unions will not be supported.
There was some feedback in the chat room that I really wanted to read real fast. I thought it was interesting. Asked Steve that we should add a constitutional amendment to make marriages between a man and a woman, hereby making our constitutional document discriminatory in nature. Couples that receive health benefits normally pay a higher employer premium rate. That's not fair enough. Former VP Cheney's daughter, who is gay, has broken from her father's viewpoints on gay marriages and advocates for the LGBT community. The governor should not be in the business of two individuals becoming married in the first place. If Steve is using the Bible for his reasoning, the government did not grant marriage a license to biblical times. I don't know what that was all about, but I do want to chime in on the whole gay rights situation. There has been a lot of looseness with a lot of the identities and women and decided they want to be with women and men and they want to be with men. Then we got a lot of stuff that's coming into play. Me personally, I'm not for I'm not mad if you want to. You can't control who you love, but my concern at the end of the day, if what the people and the 90% of the people decide to adapt this thing and say, you know what, I no longer want to be with a man, I no longer want to be with a woman, this is who I love, what is that going to do for the reproduction of the population? You know, and then on top of that, aside of you know, the same sex marriages, that's different. But then you just got these young girls and young men out here who are experimenting with each other and not even knowing who they are. At the end of the day, grown men, grown women go through the same stage and phase. And I got to say this about a lot of the music, more hip-hop and more, you know, in the ethnic culture is producing, you know, I like girls, I like girls, and the whole Illuminati situation, we as a people are promoting this. So I don't have anything against gay rights. I think anybody who loves anybody and truly loves each other should have the right to get married. As long as with all that experiment and stuff, and I like my girl who like her girl, and oh, I like boys and whatnot, that's unnecessary. We got to give back to the people as a people and pull our children, pull together, build more stronger communities, build more stronger relationships. If we're not happy with each other, don't be with each other, but don't leave it up to the child in a single parent home. I think that comes with a lot of single parent homes, and I'm going to close with this. Before I throw it back to you guys, a lot of single-parent homes, I believe, has a lot of effect on the boys being raised by mothers and having female tendencies. And the female being left in a single mother home and not knowing how a man is supposed to treat her, what a father figure looks like, what a relationship, a healthy relationship, and a marriage look like. So it leaves this void for them to try to figure it out themselves. And now it's, oh, I like girls now. And the crazy thing about it, my personal opinion, a girl would actually do you worse than what a guy would do. Because a lot of us are confused. So I'm just putting that point out there. I don't have any things against gay rights. I think that they should have the rights as people, as humans. But I'm not pushing and promoting a gay lifestyle when they don't even know all the stuff that the gays went through and the gay community have lost and been strangled and beaten and horrible things have happened to them. They fought for their rights for who they are. A lot of people just out here living a fad, and that's Diva Ebony B. Little insert on that right there.
Amen. Preach, church. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna try to say this as unbiased as possible, man. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna address this to, you know, I don't like to editorialize, but I'm going to address this to, you know, because I'm representing the artist. I'm representing the artist, you know. My edits, I'm gonna go ahead and go on a limb and say, you know, we got too many artists out here right now that are trying to tap into the gay lesbian community, trying to sell records, you know what I mean, trying to exploit the gays and the lesbians and transgender and the bis and those. Like Diva just said, you know, there's a group of people who basically did what is in the Constitution, which is to assemble, to fight for their rights, to make their voice heard, you know, to protest, you know what I mean, to try to get their little measure of respect in the world. And I just want, you know, these artists, you know, and like I said, I don't say no names. You know what I mean? But it's a lot of y'all, Nicki Minaj, and it's a lot of y'all out there.
Lil Wayne, I'll put him out there.
Y'all need to stop, man. Y'all really need to stop. You know, it's real gays out there. It's real lesbians out there. That, you know, I'm very much so straight. I'm put that out there. I'm very much so straight. I love my woman. You know what I mean, to the fullest and everything, and I love my children to the fullest, so there's nothing, I'm not going that way. But I respect people's, I respect what, you know, people's lifestyles and people's life choices and whatnot, and I will hang myself out here before I try to exploit that community and the people that fought for their rights and fought for, you know, their beliefs and whatnot. And I just feel like it's appalling for you artists to come out here and try to, you know, pretend to be gay, you know what I mean, or pretend to be experiment, pretend to be bi, trying to sell some records to a specific fan base or a specific demographic. I think that's appalling. Y'all need to go look in the mirror, do some soul searching, you know, do some meditating or something, smoke a peace pipe or something. That's just my stance on that. You know, we gonna get back to the debate tours. You know, do y'all have anything else y'all want to add before we get to round five?
Well, I just simply like to add, you know, just say, you know, I'm totally not for exploitation of any group, whether that's the gay and lesbian community or African Americans or white Americans or whatever. But the truth of the matter is that's part of marketing. You know, you're marketing to a specific audience. and trying to sell records. You know, it's not necessarily right, but that's how artists make money. So,
that's,
I mean, that's the rationale behind it.
That's true. I don't like it, but it's true. I don't like it, but I feel what you're saying. It's the truth.
Yeah, that's that Mick Romney attitude. You know, just make money any way you can.
And that was a good comeback, buddy. I'd like that.
That was beautiful.
That was good.
Poetic emotion. Oh, man. Let's get to round five. Let's get to round five, yeah. We're going to talk about, you know, something that's going to – we went from the gays and talking about the gays. Now we're going to talk about something that affects everyone because whether you're gay, straight, or other, you're going to need some form of health care for when you get sick. So let's talk about this health care. And I know Obama has a plan in place or a bill in place, Obamacare. Let's jump off with LK. You tell us a little bit about Obamacare, or tell us about healthcare in general.
Well, let me just start off by saying I'm not no expert on this, but we all know that after many presidents have tried and failed, you know, President Obama was able to get the Affordable Health Care Act passed through a whole lot of blockage, you know, from Republicans and stuff. He was able to get it passed. And that was huge.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So what's the Affordable Health Care Act? Like millions and millions of people who didn't have insurance will now be able to have insurance and be covered. And also, with the Affordable Health Care Act, young adults, you know, up to the age of 26 years old, they would be underneath their parents' health insurance. And that's huge because if you're in school or you're in college and stuff and you're going full-time, now you'd be able to have insurance until you do get out of college and get a job and able to afford your own insurance. So that was huge right there. And also they closed up a whole lot of loopholes with these insurance companies preying on different consumers and stuff. So that was huge too. Then Americans with pre-existing conditions where before insurance companies were able to cut them from their insurance, insurance companies can't do that no more. So that was huge. So the Affordable Health Care Act that President Obama got passed was huge in helping each and every American out there. And that's something he definitely should be congratulated on. That was a big accomplishment.
No doubt. Steve, we're going to go to you.
Well, yeah. Again, I would agree with LK there. It's a huge accomplishment, especially when you're rounding it down the throats of millions of Americans. I mean, that's great. We can applaud that, but we can also applaud that it's going to cost the American taxpayer over $2.6 trillion in the next 10 years rather. So Obamacare is a failed attempt at reforming the healthcare system. Going back to your point, LK, with private insurance, the option was always available to have your child or children being covered up until age 26. It's always existed. That's not a new thing with Obamacare.
But, I don't think that's true.
But the cost,
go ahead.
Again, the cost of Obamacare is really the problem. You know what Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are advocating is a voucher system where individuals who are on Medicare have their existing health plan, and they can choose. They'll have that funding there, but they'll also be able to choose their own private insurance. Okay, so let's not confuse the issues here. Obamacare is going to cost the American taxpayers far too much money. What we had is Nancy Pelosi saying, We don't really know what's in Obamacare, but we're going to pass it anyway, and then we'll find out. I'm sorry, but that's just that's just not doing the American people any type of service whatsoever. And a lot of seniors will eventually get their Medicare plans will pretty much evaporate at some point with Obamacare. So Obamacare, for all it's worth, it isn't worth much. And again, it was projected to only cost about $980 billion or $940 billion. But now the projected cost is over $2.5 trillion to the tune of the American taxpayer. So it's not in reality, it's a horrible plan.
We're going to go back to Lawrence. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say to do your research, you know, get on there, fact check everything. Don't listen to everything you're told by Mr. Romney and Mr. Ryan, because they like to put a whole lot of mistruths out there. And this plan, and this affordable health care that Obama got passed, is like closely resembled to what Mitt Romney did in the state of Massachusetts. And that's kind of like the theme of what these Republicans do. It's like if President Obama takes some of their good ideas, because Republicans do have good ideas sometimes, if President Obama takes some of their good ideas and use it, which is smart of him to do, then they'll turn around and be against their own idea that they thought of in the first place, which is just crazy. I mean, like I said, they're doing any and everything to basically try to tear down what President Obama has built, even if it's going to hurt the American people. And you know, Romney said first thing when he gets in the White House, he wants to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act that President Obama got passed. So he wants to kick everybody back off, put them back out there with no health care. So I just want to say, do your research and find out what's really going on, and don't fall victim to everything that you hear from Mr. Romney and Mr. Ryan. Get out and do your research and see what's best for you, then go out there and cast your vote.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Steve.
Again, the Affordable Health Care Act, as the Congressional Budget Office has stated, is really not that affordable. Okay, and again, it's going to cost the American taxpayers over $2.5 trillion over the next 2 years. Okay, it essentially will not be able to cover seniors, and it will increase individual households. By $3,000 every year, so this is not an affordable health care option. It's actually probably one of the worst health care options you can ever propose. I'm sorry, it's just not financially or fiscally responsible, and that's what we've seen from the Obama administration consistently, time and time again.
Uh huh.
Hey, let me just say something real quick. Steve is saying all this stuff like, as far as the voucher is concerned for seniors, do you really think that when you get your golden years and you retire and you sitting home, do you think you really want to be out there trying to buy insurance? So I don't think that your grandmother or grandfather wants to be out there at the age of 60 or 70 trying to figure out what insurance is about. I think that whole voucher thing is just crazy. And if you
it does not eliminate Medicare. It doesn't eliminate it, but it gives you the option to either go with Medicare or with a private insurance through the voucher system. So it's not replacing one for the other. They're both going to be operations. So let's not get that confused. And again, like I said, if this was such a great idea, why was it pushed through? Why was it pushed through Congress? Yeah, if it was such a great idea, why didn't we have the specifics on it? And why didn't Nancy Pelosi give us the specifics on that? You know why? Because it's horrible.
I want to go ahead and bring in Monica from Michigan again. She wanted to
chime
in.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Where's Monica at? Come on, Monica, girl. At. Let's see what Monica
says. So we're going to bring her in. Monica, your mic is now on.
Okay, I've been being quiet because I didn't want to scare anybody again. First things first, children were not able, or I should say adult children, before Obamacare was not able to be covered up to the age of 26. It was only to the age of 24, and that's if they were in school full-time, and that's if the employer allowed it. It was not required for an employer, even if the child was in school full-time and under the age of 24, to cover that child, that you might as well say that adult child, prior to Obamacare. It is now. Catastrophic health care coverage. Basically, those particular folks were being denied care because they had high health care costs, because they, you know, had a pre-existing medical condition. That's gone now. What about lifetime caps? If you get a major disease like cancer or heart attack, or better yet, heart or liver disease, that can easily cost you over $1 million. No problem. And that is gone now with Obamacare. There are issues in the law that needs to be changed, sure, and Steve is right. There are some issues that need to be addressed. But the basic foundation of the law is good. And as for vouchers for people that are 65, I'd like to know the health insurance company that's going to actually take their risk in order to bring someone on at the age of 65 when they know their health care cost is going to be high. That's not the point of what a health insurance company does. They want to keep their costs down, not increase their costs. So I don't see how a voucher is ever going to work.
All right, I like
Okay, that's good. That's good information. Again, let's go back to fact-checking. You know, and the voters can check those facts out and see if that's credible or not.
Factcheck.com, holler at me. Jay, my name is Space Age Jay. You can find me on Twitter, factcheck.com. I want an endorsement. We done said your name. We done promoted your site. We done plugged your site from the top of the hour to now. We've been plugging your site. I want some endorsement money. Dang it. It hurt. Factcheck.com. Get at me or get at Diva Ebony B. We doing our presidential debate right now on Diva Spot Radio. Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Shout out to LK and Tilden Dexter. We've been spinning Sunset Terrace music. You can follow them on Twitter at Sunset TERR Music. One word. You can follow them on Twitter. Go cop their new album, Sunrise. Go cop their Sunrise album off of CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon. Just go on there and search Sunriz as in zebra, E as in elephant. Sunrise, it's a two-disc album. You don't have artists out here releasing two-disc albums now. It's unheard of. Go cop that. Support real independent music, real independent hip-hop. We talking about first round, we had abortion. We was talking about abortion. Round two, we was talking about the economy. It got a little spicy in here. We was talking about the economy. Round three, we talked about taxes. Round four, we was talking about the rights of the gay, lesbian, bi, and transgender community, gay rights. Round five, we just wrapped up. We talking about health care, more specifically Obamacare, for those who just chimed in. Hit us up, 347-850-1521, and press that 1 button so we can talk to you, so you can talk to our Republican debater, Mr. Steve Kingman, our Democrat debater, Mr. Lawrence King, a.k.a. LK from the group Sunset Terrace. Before we get into round 6, final round, does anybody have anything they want to chime in real quick with?
You guys better make sure you call in fast. We got about 6 minutes left of the show, so call in, get it
put
in.
Put that thing, dial that number right now. Dial it right now. We're gonna get into round 6, so you got time to think about calling in. Please call in though. We want to hear you. We want your voice to be heard. Above all else, if you don't call in, go check out the archive of the show at DivaSpotRadio.com. go check the archive out. Let's get into round six. We're going to talk about this education, funding for the education. I don't know where y'all are. Well, we know we got Monica from Michigan. Here we are. We in Maryland here. Me and LK, we in Maryland, and we got this thing called Question 7, which is about putting a casino down in the Nashville. We call it the National Harbor, but it's basically in between Virginia and in between Virginia and Maryland. They're gonna put a, they're proposing to put a casino there, and they're saying what they're saying is that the profits that come from this is gonna, portions of the profits that's coming from this is gonna be used to help fund the education, fund the schools, the public school system. That, now that's just here. That's just our little, that's our situation we got here. I'm sure in your communities around the country, it's probably something similar, maybe a little bit different. But we're going to talk about education in general. We're going to start with Steve this time. We're going to talk about education, funding for education.
Well, with funding for education and education in general, I'm very much a proponent of education, whether that's primary education or higher education. I'm very much an advocate of it. When Mitt Romney was governor from 2003 to 2007, the state of Massachusetts was number one on education. So I think as far as voting for a president who understands the key role that education plays within society, I think that he, again, is the primary number one guy for education and, among other things, the economy too. I think that especially with in reference to question seven, I think the casino, I'm in full support of a casino at the National Harbor for promotion of jobs, creation of jobs, and a healthy economy, which in turn will provide funding for education in Maryland as opposed to West Virginia or Pennsylvania. So I think that I think it's a very good idea.
All right, okay, we're going to go to you.
Okay, let me get off. I was just about to fact check what Mr. Kamen said about Romney when he was in Massachusetts that schools was number one, because I heard that that wasn't true. But I don't have enough time to fact check that right now. But,
oh, but
I'm not going to take his word for it.
go ahead. Okay.
But anyway, President Obama, he's did a lot for education and he believes that education is critical for the strengthening of the middle class and preparing the young people with skills that they need to find jobs and be competitive in this global economy. So President Obama, he's been doing a whole lot for education during his first 4 years, and I'm quite sure he's going to do even more for his next 4 years. And let me just say, too, to Steve and Mr. Romney and Paul Ryan, that most people inside America don't have parents that could just get them money to go to school like he does. A whole lot of these kids in America, they need help from the government. And just because they get help from the government don't mean that, you know, that they're freeloaders or nothing like that. It just everybody just wasn't born in a good situation like he was. So
like who was? Like Mitt Romney?
Yeah, like Mitt Romney. So let me just say that I'm quite sure that President Obama will continue to fight for students and give them the help they need to go to school and get a higher education so they could be productive in the future.
All right, Steve, I'm gonna give you one minute. I'm gonna give you Lawrence. I'm gonna give you another minute. So give each one of y'all 1 minute. So,
okay.
Steve, you go ahead with 1 minute.
Well, with respect to Mitt Romney. Again, no one is questioning whether or not both candidates are support education, love education, and endorse education. And I think that to say anything otherwise would just to confuse the issue. But no one here, even and Mitt Romney, is not saying that if you get funding from the federal government that you're asking for a handout. Education is very expensive, and nor is Mitt Romney just saying, well, you can just borrow money for from your parents, because like LK said, not everyone's parents are wealthy individuals who can just pay for college. But one thing I do know about Mitt Romney is that he's a very generous individual. I think from the testimony of Paul Ryan in reference to the Massachusetts family that had a terrible tragedy, both their kids were provided with higher education from Mitt Romney personally. So I think that on a very personal level, Mitt Romney not only understands the importance of education and supports it both privately and publicly. I think he's the number one candidate for, again, education, job creation, and a stronger economy.
All right, we got to go to LK.
Okay, is this like the – so this is the closing statement?
Yeah, this is the closing.
Okay, let me just say that it is 24 days before we go out and vote. No one should be at home on election day. Everybody should get out. I mean, the stakes are high. I mean, get out and vote, and vote for the person who has your best interest in mind. Do your research. Don't listen to everything. Do your own fact checking. Get your own information, and get out there and vote. And just think about who's going to move America forward. I mean, is it going to be Mitt Romney or is it going to be President Obama? I mean, the choice is in our hands, and we have the power, so we have to get out there and use it.
Well said. Very well said. I want to thank both of y'all for coming on here to do this debate throughout these six rounds. And, Diva, you want to close us out?
Well, of course. I want to just give a big shout-out to our two special guests, LK and Steve Kingman, that came live in the building on this election debate. We just thank you guys for coming through. Everybody that tuned in to the show, big shout-out to Monica from Michigan for coming through. Everybody that was logged in the chat room and on the phone lines, if you missed the show, it's all right. After the show ends, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and all you got to do is check for the show that says LK and Steve Hangman's election debate. We're going to name it that, and you can check out the show. You can also download it, and you can get it on your phone. All you got to do is go to your Google app, download TuneIn Radio, and make Diva Spot Radio your pretense. Stay up on all the when the shows are going to be live, and additional shows that's coming in the future. I want to give a big shout out to God for making this possible today. You guys keep God first, family second, and career third. We about to get out of here with a track by Jay Biggs called Proper. We gone.
Hello. It's CSR, man. It's the kid, Jay Biggs.
Everything proper, yeah. In everything proper.
Yeah.
Everything proper,
yeah.
In everything
you
proper.
Already know.
Everything proper, in everything proper. Everything proper,
it's gonna go like this.
Proper.
Let's go. My whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chest game proper, my bitch game proper. I call it how I see it, we get everything proper. My whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kick game proper, my spit game proper, my chest game proper, my boots game proper. I call it how I see it, we get everything proper. New kid on the block, but I ball grown. I ever stumble, I got racks I could fall on. We in the dealership, I'm tryna take them all home. But first things first, I need them candy painted all chrome. They shine when the light hit, I need my wrist matching. So don't blame me, the wrist is the chick magnet. Boy, your shit slacking, so why you mad at me? I saved you and your bra from a tragedy. So get your aim up, bring it and stop shooting low. Your boy done came up, bring it, see all my roofs are gone. I broke the glass ceiling, getting cash chilling. I know how it feels to blow.
Super Bowl. My whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kicks game proper, my spit game proper, my chips game proper, my pooch game proper. I call it how I see it, we get everything proper. My whip game proper, my wrist game proper, my kicks game proper, my spit game proper, my chips game proper, my pooch game proper. I call it how I see it, we get everything proper. My cars, my pride, my shoes and my rap straight, my loot right, my watch right, just ask me how to hook. I feel I'm coping with the tons of trying to make it in the rap game. You see a nigga moving just to loot him, cause you know the deal.
Everything proper, everything proper. Everything proper, everything proper. Every proper, proper, into everything proper. Everything proper, into everything proper.
I'm freaking getting money, so my ain't proper. If you make it coming for me, then the click angel. I should get a bonus Wolverines. Go in, got no problems. No, that's who the new for Jeezy. Go in, got no drama, cause she ain't got no problems. But she do got some girlfriends. It's like 40 plus limp. I'ma get my swirl in. Shawty got a ass like Tracy Ellis Ross. And the upper got a body that'll make me tell a star. Now she got